This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Special, like-minded people gather each and every week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession, good health. I am so glad you decided to join us today. Welcome everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity to encourage you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Stick around because I'm going to be introducing you to our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, in just a moment. We're going to get into the conversation about COVID everything, hopefully, coming up shortly. Also, next hour, stick around because we have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about. We'll end the hour with the Health Mystery of the Week. And if you were with us last hour, you heard me talking about this week's health poll question. Now, we all know how important sleep is. If you don't get sleep, your health is going to be circling the drain. We all lose sleep from time to time, and our bodies can bounce back. But if it's chronic, if it's continual, your health is at risk. So people are trying to find ways to sleep better, get a better quality night's sleep in various ways. One of those ways, according to some of the research, is people now are sharing their bed with a cat or a dog to improve their sleep. It's true. Big poll of 2,000 American pet owners, the pollsters, looking at that, trying to see or discern if, in fact, consumers can subjectively say, yes, I sleep better when I have my dog or cat right next to me in my bed. And the outcome of that poll, we'll talk about it next week after we get our own polling data. I think you'll be surprised, but we're asking you to weigh in on that question over on my website at drbob.com. Do you believe sharing your bed with a cat or dog or whatever animal you have improves your sleep? Yes or no? Please vote at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right, now, let's turn our attention to the all-important topic of COVID-19. We've been on this topic for, 2.5 years from the very beginning, with our very first interview, trying to help people out, understanding when the mask mandates and the suggestions of masks came out. We interviewed Dr. Judy Mikovits, a world-renowned virologist on this topic, and many other people. But I have been so neglect in not inviting our special guest we have with us today, and I don't know how it did not get onto my radar scope, but I am so happy to have him with us. My special guest is a practicing medical doctor in the state of Texas. His name is Dr. Peter McCullough. Dr. McCullough has impeccable academic credentials that I could talk about for the next, half hour at least. But I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest condensed version here. He is an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and former professor of medicine at Texas A&M College of Medicine in Dallas. He also earned a master's degree in public health and is known for being one of the top five most published medical researchers in the United States and has served as the editor of two medical journals. Dr. McCullough's most recent work is his new book that he co-authored with acclaimed author John Leake. The book is entitled The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. Welcome to my world. Now, I am recommending Dr. McCullough's and Mr. Leake's book as a must-read to all of my listeners who choose to be well-informed about the true story behind COVID-19, and more importantly, how to become empowered to keep yourself and those you love protected. That's what it's all about. And beyond this conversation, if you want to find out more about Dr. McCullough's and Peter John Leake's book, you can certainly go to the website CourageToFaceCovid.com. CourageToFaceCovid, all one word, .com, where you can obtain a copy of their new book. Dr. McCullough, I want to welcome you to my program. It's been way too long. The invite has been there, and I appreciate you joining us today, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. That was a great opener.
Thank you. I feel like, Dr. McCullough, we are kindred spirits in many ways. However, it appears, based on your book, interviews you've done on Fox News and Premier Radio Network, that you got baptized by fire through criticism and rejection a little late in your professional career by many of your own medical colleagues and the biopharmaceutical complex. Now, I say this, Dr. McCullough, because my personal firestorm and attack baptism started in the mid-1970s when I started in practice and soon after began hosting a radio health talk show just like this in the state of Colorado, in Denver, where I recommended people live healthy lifestyles, eat healthier diets, get regular exercise, finding ways to lower their stress, and to take nutritional supplements. In other words, teaching people how to be their own best doctors most of the time, at the same time respecting the importance of emergency and crisis medicine. And sure enough, and shortly thereafter I started on the radio, the Colorado Medical Society, Colorado Chapter of the Arthritis Foundation, the American Cancer Society, and others started a fearsome, brutal attack campaign to get me removed from the talk radio airwaves because they deemed me a menace and a danger to society. And I think one former president put it, Theodore Roosevelt, I'm still here. Dr. McCullough, I want you to know it is a great honor, sir, and privilege to have you as a guest. And congratulations to you and your co-author on this incredible book, sir.
Well, thanks so much. It took us over a year of research as we put it all together. And I was leading research teams and still have and actively publishing on methods of treating the illness in high-risk patients to prevent hospitalization and death. And we've been successful. It's led to a whole series of U.S. Senate, State Senate testimonies. This is all recorded now in senatorial records and in the National Library of Medicine. And, you know, I've never been criticized by a colleague. Never by a medical colleague. They have been radio silent, and I think many are ashamed of what they haven't done to help their patients through the illness. I have been criticized and fact-checked by anonymous, uncredentialed fact-checkers on social media who actually have no medical credentials. So I've never been challenged, and our last historic U.S. Senate session on January 24th, 2022, it was titled COVID-19 A Second Opinion for Our Public Health Agencies. It was led by Senator Ron Johnson. I co-moderated a five-hour panel. We had seats for all of our public health officials to come and actually hear a data review from experts who had learned how to treat the illness, vaccine consultants, nurses, patients, attorneys, and none of our public health agencies had the decency or the courage to show up.
So I think by passive avoidance, they're really trying to denounce you and your belief systems. I mean, these biopharmaceutical companies, their consultants, they're the people in the background. Are they not some of your colleagues or MDs, PhDs, other scientists?
Well, you know, I'm no different. Many of us do consulting for pharmaceutical companies. We lead clinical trials, data safety monitoring boards, clinical review committees. There's an intermeshing between academia and pharmaceutical companies. What we're seeing now is a global biopharmaceutical complex where we have massively powerful economic institutions, the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation. They formed CEPI, which is the Center for Epidemic Preparedness
Doctor,
and Innovation.
We're going to take a break here, Dr. McCullough. Come right back. Sorry to cut you off. Stay tuned. We're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hey, welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. You can stay in touch with yours truly always through my website. We post up news from around the globe. We also have a podcast library that I'm going to invite you to tell your friends about that may not be listening, or family members or co-workers. Send the message out to your social media network. about this interview with Dr. Peter McCullough, new book out, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. If you want to find out more about the book itself, hit their website, CourageToFaceCovid.com, CourageToFaceCovid.com, where you can obtain a copy of Dr. McCullough's and John Leake's new book out. Now, Dr. McCullough, your book is packed full of so much important life-saving information people need to learn about that we can only hope to scratch the surface of its content during our time together. So I will attempt to hit as many points of interest that I believe my listeners are going to want to know about. Let's get back into this with a question right out of the gate here. In non-technical terms, Dr. McCullough, can you describe how COVID vaccines are different compared to, let's say, flu shots or influenza shots or childhood vaccines, and why COVID vaccines pose a great health danger to a large segment of the U.S. population?
Sure. The book is told in narrative form. It's the only COVID-19 book that's actually now a narrative written by a best-selling author, John Leake. And I think it'll read so much differently than what other people have tried to attempt to understand about COVID during these critical years. I mentioned that CEPI group. They are a powerful group that published a business plan in 2017. And the business plan says it will use pandemics as business opportunities to produce vaccines to mass vaccinate the world. This is a published business plan, and that's exactly what's being attempted with COVID-19 vaccines. The U.S. has the most dangerous of all the vaccines. We have genetic vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Never before have we inserted the genetic code for a potentially lethal spike protein that was devised in a biosecurity lab in China into human beings. We literally are giving human beings now the permanent genetic code to get a disease-causing protein in their body.
Wow. That should be scary on its face to our listeners. We're speaking, if you're just tuning into the program, to Dr. Peter McCullough. The book out, you should get a copy of it, The Courage to Face COVID-19, with his co-author John Leake. Why? Here's a question one of my listeners who is a pharmacist asked me. Why do you believe the package inserts detailing the ingredients and other important information that are supposed to be included about COVID vaccines sent to pharmacists and hospitals were MIA? They didn't arrive. They're blank. They arrived and they were blank. Why is that?
It's because the FDA hasn't approved them. In fact, through a legal action led by attorney Aaron Seary, who wanted to get Pfizer to disclose the information, the lawyer for the FDA did not want to release the Pfizer documents to the public for 55 years. That's the FDA wanted to block critical safety information to the public.
That is so outrageous. Why and why isn't that being televised and front page newspapers and on cable TV news and other ways alarming and alerting to the public to this information? This information is not common, or at least I don't hear about it.
The biopharmaceutical complex, which is so powerful, is working to block all information to the public through mainstream and social media.
Do you feel that it was medically ethical for the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention, National Institutes of Health, FDA, AMA, to deem COVID vaccines to be safe and effective without long-term studies?
No, they did not even have short-term data giving assurances on safety and efficacy. We learned with the Pfizer dossier, there were 1,223 deaths within 90 days of release of Pfizer, people dying quickly after the vaccine. Pfizer had to hire 600 employees just to field all the phone calls. Pfizer and Moderna, as well as Johnson & Johnson, once the news broke that the vaccines could cause immediate death, they should have been removed from the market in early 2021.
Wow. And you know, when people are hearing this perhaps for the first time immediately, they're now trained and sensitive to saying, yeah, fake news. I've heard that before. My doctor says, ignore that noise in the background. It's not true. It's safe and it's effective. Get your vaccine, please, or you're going to be hospitalized or you may die if you get the infection.
The FDA says the vaccines cause blood clots, and the FDA say the vaccines cause heart damage. So even the FDA agrees with that. So now everyone listening knows somebody who's either died after the vaccine, had blood clots, had heart damage, or other immune system or blood system disorders. Now it's not a secret. Everyone knows.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning into the program, our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, we're talking about the book The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalization and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex, with his co-author John Leake. Now, I took a look at the openvars.com, openvars.com, where they track the amount of deaths. They're saying that right now the count is, in terms of injuries and deaths, over 2,151,000 people reported adverse events following COVID vaccines. And to date, according to them, OpenVARS, V-A-E-R-S.com, 28,312 vaccine-reported deaths, and based on Health and Human Services data, this may be the tip of the iceberg, as the vast majority of these injuries and deaths are not reported. What is your take on this horrifying information?
The numbers you just read are the entire system that receives push on, so it includes Germany and Japan. Now, okay, if we toggle over, which I'm doing right now, just to the U.S. system, U.S. is just top 13,045 Americans that have died due to the vaccine, 5,393 cases of heart damage, 14,141 Americans permanently disabled. Most of this occurs within a couple days of receiving the vaccine. There's a paper from Columbia University, Pentazakos and Seligman, they estimate, using U.S. Census data and Vaccine Administration data, as many as 187,000 Americans have died due to the vaccine through December of 2021.
Oh, that's frightening. And I think a lot of people right now are hearing this for the first time, and or those people who are hearing it and knew something was wrong, it's being confirmed in their minds as to the risks and dangers associated with these vaccines. It is my understanding that it is a terrible idea to start a mass vaccination program on every man, woman, and child in the middle of a pandemic due to the concerns that you have talked about on television and radio. I've heard the interviews about antibody-dependent enhancement. Can you please explain that, sir?
Right. It's a blunder to try to vaccinate against any illness right in the middle of a huge wave of patients who have it, because what will happen is it's like giving a narrow-spectrum antibiotic to everybody in the hospital. We're going to get resistant organisms, and in fact, the virus did mutate to become more resistant, and the great fear now is that it'll mutate and become more deadly.
So are you saying then that the mass vaccination program, instead of stratifying the giving of vaccines to the people who are at a greater risk, the aged, people who have compromised in their immune system, people maybe who are have some other comorbidity, that it was a mistake to do the mass vaccination, and that is the reason why we have so many of these variations or these variants today prolonging this actual pandemic? I'm going to ask you to give me your answer to that when we come back to Dr. McCullough from this break. Our guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, co-author of the book The Courage to Face COVID-19, with his acclaimed author, co-author John Leake. We'll have more on this right after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis itself? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatment, using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on all levels, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, of effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Located in Scottsdale, Arizona, Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types and all stages of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illnesses. Don't wait. Call Brio Medical now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit their website at briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.
Overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Look, I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm going to shut down the virus.
If I'm elected president, you're going to see the single most important thing that changes America is we're going to cure cancer.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
A lot of promises, ladies and gentlemen, have occurred, and they're hoping that you forget about all of them. Sadly, we're here with our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, who is the co-author, along with acclaimed author John Leek. The book is entitled The Courage to Face COVID-19. It is a must-have for your health library, in my opinion. Preventing hospitalization and death while battling the biopharmaceutical complex. I want to also let you know, we're going to return to our interview with Dr. McCullough in a moment. I want to let you know, next hour, I'm going to be covering the baby formula shortage crisis. In fact, I contend, and I will set forth my reasoning and explanation as to why I believe conventional medicine is mostly to blame for the baby formula shortage in America. That's where the fingers need to be pointing in their direction, conventional medicine. Why would one baby formula plant closure in the state of Michigan cause the U.S. to rely on foreign countries to ship life-sustaining nutrition in the form of powdered baby formulas? Anyway, the current baby formula crisis began more than 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, when the medical establishment and doctors chose to not properly educate and encourage mothers and fathers about the importance of breastfeeding. And I'm going to set forth the evidence to that next hour. You won't want to miss it. All right, back to our conversation with our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough. And if, by the way, you want to get a copy of his excellent book, I have two now in my possession, and nobody's going to get them. You can go to their website, please, and learn more about it. In fact, pick up the book at Courage to Face COVID, all one word, CourageToFaceCOVID.com, where you can obtain a copy. All right, Dr. McCullough, prior to the break, I said we'll come back and I'll let you take the floor, sir, and answer the question that I had before we went into that break.
Yeah, what you did not hear in those promises, and what we'd never heard from any government official anywhere in the world, is that we were going to treat COVID-19 to reduce the spread of illness and reduce the risk of hospitalization and death. There was a complete oblivion to treatment. So the virus, we started out with our book and our research that this illness, like any other, was treatable, that there was an ability to treat it. And we chronicle all the discoveries. I was working on this, publishing my findings, showing that it worked. I got involved with the White House, the U.S. Senate, had historic U.S. Senate testimony. Telemedicine networks arose. Doctors stepped in, fortunately, to save patients in order to prevent hospital overflow. But what we found out, among a million patients who died either with or due to COVID, and 10 million Americans who are hospitalized, it was all a result that they were denied early treatment.
Mm. Wow. Is it true, Dr. McCullough, that people who have received the COVID vaccine are more likely to suffer with an impaired immune response compared to people who didn't get the COVID vaccine or got infected and developed natural immunity? And if so, can you explain what that portends?
Yes, that's true, and there are now peer-reviewed papers that have actually proven that. And they are all on my Twitter feed. If you want to go to my Twitter feed, P_McCullough MD, you can take a look at those. I summarize them, but they're coming out actually from the National Institutes of Health. The National Institutes of Health. I tweeted on Gavin Newsom, who's quadruple vaxxed, and he has COVID now. And Gavin Newsom said, boy, I'm really glad I took the vaccines. And I said, you know, he ought to rethink that, because what we know now is the vaccines increase his chances of getting long COVID, and they impair the immune response, so we don't get a full immune response to the virus, and they set up the risk of getting COVID again. So yeah, the vaccines don't stop COVID. They don't stop transmission. They don't reduce hospitalization and death. And, in fact, they make it worse in terms of knocking down the immune system. The immune system is preoccupied with trying to clear out this foreign genetic material as well as handle the deposition of dangerous Wuhan spike protein all through the body that the vaccines cause the body to make.
I think people like Gavin Newsom and others who have been fully vaccinated and boosted, and then they get sick over and over and over again, simply say, well, yeah, but I'm not, you know, I'm not hospitalized and I don't die, so it's working. What do you say to that?
The majority of Canadians in Ontario, they published their data, the vast majority in the hospital and dying of COVID are fully vaccinated.
I think people that try to cover their ill-advised decision to take a COVID vaccine are just trying to buttress their decision, and they've lost all dignity if they can't see this. It's so in front of them every day in the news. Just amazing to me. Were there any treatment plans developed by NIH, CDC, or the AMA for infected COVID patients? Do you know of any prior to their hospital entry? Now, you just mentioned it, that there's no prior treatment. It's wait till you get to the foot of the hospital, and I understand by the time you're at the door, you've got about a 40% chance of dying, especially if you get in there and you get intubated. Why is it that we got caught off guard like this?
They intentionally shut down their own multi-drug protocol, the NIH did, when they knew the virus was going to be amenable to a vaccine. It was a vaccine-only strategy the entire time. We haven't heard about any innovations in the hospital. There are no unique protocols by any medical schools. how to treat the illness. Nobody's opened up outpatient treatment centers. You know, there's no Mayo Clinic protocol, Harvard, Duke. They all fell flat, basically in fear, waiting for a vaccine. And unfortunately, the vaccine is not safe and didn't work.
Well, you should know this as a cardiologist, internist, epidemiologist in a busy practice. You have saved, I understand, I've been reading about you, you have saved so many lives, not just in your own practice, but the protocol, the McCullough protocol that you have developed for doctors around the planet has helped probably hundreds of thousands of people. Spared them from death and disability with your protocols.
You know, part of the book is about how my career has been destroyed and dismantled in my attempts to try to help patients. And people have asked me, Dr. McCullough, was it worth it? And I said, you know, if I helped one person, it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Some estimate that the McCullough protocol, the principles of using multiple drugs in combination, and all we were looking for, signal benefit, acceptable safety. We knew there weren't going to be large randomized trials that were conclusive, certainly not in the time frame we needed. It's estimated the principles that myself and my colleagues put together have saved millions of lives and spared hundreds of millions of hospitalizations worldwide.
Wow. Okay. Our guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, is with us, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get a copy of the book, The Courage to Face COVID-19. You must have it. This pandemic is still with us. How do you get it? CourageToFaceCOVID.com. We'll be right back with more comments with our special guest, Dr. Peter McCullough. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Dr. Bob Martin Show. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals Heart Drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
I just wanna feel this moment. Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning into the program, we also have a health poll question going on my website. A big poll was taken from 2,000 American pet owners to try to find out if they believe sharing their bed with a cat or a dog improves their sleep. Please vote on that yourself. Do you believe that sharing your bed with a cat or a dog improves your sleep? We know how important sleep is. Apparently, a lot of people do it, and we'll have the poll that was done by Pollster One Poll, and the results of that. We'll compare that next week. You can vote on that over on my website at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Also, stick around, because next hour I'm going to be launching into the fact that I believe conventional medicine is mostly to blame for the baby formula shortage. And I will set forth my reasoning behind that and the evidence that I have personally over the years. You won't want to miss that. And the health alternative of the week next hour, health outrage of the week. We've got a product recall. We are loaded, so stick around. Our special guest, however, this hour, Dr. Peter McCullough. He is with us, internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist, and author of the new book out, co-author, The Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Death While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. He's with us, and we are so glad to have him with us. He co-wrote the book with acclaimed author John Leake. All right, now, you mentioned the McCullough Protocol, Dr. McCullough, which you developed and for the treatment of COVID-19, and it's been credited with saving countless lives. Can you just give a brief overview of what the McCullough Protocol is, sir?
The McCullough Protocol starts out with a patient who contracts COVID-19 to quickly understand if they're at high risk for hospitalization and death. And it's typically those over age 50 who have medical problems, and progressively older individuals are at higher risk. We start with things that everybody should do, and those with high risk additionally should do. So, for instance, everyone should open the windows, get fresh air. They should start nasal washes with virucidal solutions that will actually kill the virus. That's dilute povidone iodine or dilute hydrogen peroxide. Other products work as well, including clear colloidal silver. There are many, but the hydrogen peroxide and povidone iodine are so simple and cheap, everyone can make them. Generally, a half a teaspoon of povidone iodine in 1.5 ounces of water, get a spray bottle or a syringe, squirt it up the nose over the sink, sniff it way back, and then spit it out. Do it twice on each side, and then gargle with the rest, spit it out, don't swallow it. Do that up to every 4 hours. It's very effective. It's supported by 12 clinical studies, 3 large randomized trials. Reduces the intensity and duration of symptoms and the risks of hospitalization and death. After that, we have an over-the-counter bundle, which is zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, quercetin, and famotidine, which is an oral stomach acid and antihistamine medication. Mm-hmm. And then we move into prescription drugs. For very high-risk seniors, we use monoclonal antibodies. The current one is bebtelovimab by Lilly, a 2cc infusion done at a clinic and then go home. That's all you need. And then for those who don't receive monoclonal antibodies, which is the majority, we can use antivirals, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We can now use Paxlovid or molnupiravir, but we need one of those antivirals. We add an antibiotic, doxycycline or zithromycin, to cover sinus bacterial bronchitis component. And then everyone needs aspirin, full dose, 325 milligrams. We use inhaled budesonide, oral prednisone as steroids, oral colchicine as an anti-inflammatory. And then the very high-risk people, bedridden, those with in wheelchairs, we use subcutaneous Lovenox or blood thinners. Those drugs, all done in combination, and Dr. Wolf decides about 4 to 6 drugs. Now my estimates are that 95% of hospitalizations and deaths are avoidable with that program. Patients would have gotten most of that in the hospital. We just get it at home to avoid the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have you know that most of my family members, including myself, my wife, and several of our adult children and grandchildren, have successfully fought and beat COVID-19 using drug-free nutritional therapeutics, rest, hydration. You mentioned the clear nasal spray. That was one big one with its grapefruit seed extract in it, the clear rescue nasal spray, the iodine. These are things that we used. But I can tell you this, Dr. McCall, I was poised and had ready to go the ivermectin, the azithromycin, the aspirin, the dexamethasone. All of those things you mentioned were ready to go if the oximeter readings that I was taking on my family and myself, the thermometer readings for temperature, the symptomatology, and just the overall, you know, observation, if that didn't go well, I was ready to employ the drug protocols, but knock on wood, never had to do so, and everybody came out the other side better off because we're all naturally inoculated, if you will, and have natural immunity.
It's true. You know, the earlier you start, particularly the earlier you start the nasal washes, you can avoid most of the prescriptions. They're not needed. And so this is very important. Most of the reason why we need the drugs is people, we start too late. People are 4, 5, 6 days into it. But if we start early, the less medications that are needed.
All right, very good. Dr. McCall, we'll come back with your final comments in just a moment. And I want to ask you about some troubling information about cancer doctors seeing their patients worsening after receiving COVID-19 vaccines. Stay with us. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. gentlemen, welcome back to our final segment. Our guest, Dr. Peter McCullough, is with us and has been with us the entire hour. We rarely have a guest on for the entire of the hour, but I just knew after reading his book, I'm just about finished with it, that we would require that. And I so appreciate the generosity of his time. If you want to get a copy of the book, and it should be part of your health library in these troubled times, go to the website CourageToFaceCovid.com. Get it as a gift to the ones you love, the ones you care about, family members, friends. They will be so, so much better off if you do so, and to be thanking you for it. It is just absolutely amazing. Now, before we took the break, Dr. McCullough, I said to you that I know several oncologists who have personally told me that many of their cancer patients who were in remission and stable with their cancer since they received a COVID-19 vaccine are not doing so well. Their cancers have restarted, they're spreading, and it's very problematic. What do you make of this?
It's true. A paper by Singh and colleagues, University of Pittsburgh, showed that the spike protein, which is produced by the vaccines, interferes with two cancer protection genes, P53 and the BRCA or BRCA gene. In fact, the COVID-19 vaccines, through production of the long-lasting spike protein, promote and accelerate cancers.
Wow, absolutely. So many people need to hear this. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you will direct people in your life to go to, that are not listening to this show right now, that didn't have the opportunity to go to my website, go to the podcast library as of this coming Wednesday when this interview will be posted up at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. I just had Dr. Peter McCullough, I just had a couple of friends visiting me and shared stories with me that these people have chose to get the vaccine. One of them is a brother of a good friend of mine whose blood pressure went up immediately following a COVID vaccine and has not come down yet. They don't know what to do with him. He's even on medication. It's not even phasing it. And this person's doctor said, you know, it happened, the same thing happened to my husband. His blood pressure went up with no history of high blood pressure. What do you say to that?
That's also published in the peer-reviewed literature. In the journal Hypertension, it's clear that individuals who have baseline hypertension can have their blood pressure shoot up and stay up and sadly actually have some intracranial hemorrhages, strokes, and die.
My goodness gracious. Well, Dr. Peter McCullough, I want you to know that I am placing you on my medical heroes list with a minor in medical heresy, along with Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's on the list. Dr. Peter Bragan, he's on the list, and many others. Dr. Peter McCullough, thank you so very much for the work you do, the dedication you have put into saving so many lives. And I would love to have you back on the show in the future, sir.
Let's do it soon. Thanks.
All right. Take good care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for hour number three, conventional medicine, mostly to blame for the baby formula shortage. I'll tell you why. Stay tuned. Are you or a loved one fighting cancer and losing the battle? Are the current treatments being offered just as scary as the diagnosis itself? If so, don't worry. Dr. Goodyear at Brio Medical can help you. Dr. Goodyear is a world leader in holistic integrative cancer treatment, using the most advanced scientific and evidence-based cancer-killing therapies to help cancer of all types and at all stages. Dr. Goodyear's ultimate aim of individualized treatment programs is to combat cancer on all levels, to break cancer's cycle of resistance and invasion, of effective treatments to achieve no evidence of disease. Located in Scottsdale, Arizona, Brio Medical has a team of medical doctors who specialize in treating all types and all stages of cancer, Lyme disease, and chronic illnesses. Don't wait. Call Brio Medical now. 844-411-BRIO. 844-411-BRIO. That's 844-411-BRIO. Or visit their website at briomedical.com. That's briomedical.com.